This is GQDN for a Finally Friday, December 19th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase and go check out Quest Worthy. It's strawberry. It's good. Yeah. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yes, we're doing the end of the year shows. The last one's going to be tomorrow night. And if you want to hear what's coming up for next year, and the games that you should be excited for and the ones that we're excited for, go to patreon.com/thegroupquest and become a Patreon right there. It's only going to cost you $5. That's it. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a couple of sales that's going on right now. Right now. And then from the biggest game providers. Yes, they are. How about playing video games in your car? No, with your car as well, maybe. And Larian's been doing some talking. Yes, they have. But we begin today with pure Xbox. Because apparently Ark 2 is not coming to Xbox and Game Pass until 2028. Ark 2 is an exclusive game to Xbox. Now, this game was announced back in 2020, and Pure Xbox was looking at an article from the Epic Game Store on the Ark Survival Ascended and the upcoming roadmap. And that's where the wild cards, the makers of Ark, Jeremy Stigildis, sorry about that, and he said that the team's intention was to release Ark 2 in 2028, and the Ark remake could be 2026 and 2027. Here's what he said, quote, "That's our intention. One of the things about Ark 2 was that we felt we had to learn a lot more about how to make the kind of game we wanted to do. And to do it, kind of phases, learning about both the technology and the mechanics seemed to us safer than just try to go release a whole standalone product called Ark 2. So with this expansion called Legacy Syntegio, we're going to be introducing a lot of mechanics and features that we wanted to kind of test in Ark 2 as an expansion for Ark Survival Ascended," end quote. Now, there's no real solid date as to when the game will come out, but they are targeting the year 2028 right now. Could it be later than that too? Well, it could be. Now, this could be done over AI. It was a bit of an update. WCCF Tech did say that Larian Studios CEO was doing some talking about the Generation AI backlash. And he was talking after an interview with Bloomberg and several other outlets. That's where the Larian's chief executive officer, Sven Vicky, did reveal that the studios was using the AI technology. And the AI technology is in development in the pipeline for Divinity. We knew that going in. But he was responding to the backlash about his statement that was sent to IGN. And this is a less formal statement that he did post on his X account. And that's where he said, quote, "Holy crap, guys. We're not pushing hard for or replacing concept artists with AI," end quote. So with all that backlash, a lot of the developers who worked at Larian also stood up and commented what the introduction of the Generation AI did for their experience working at the studio. The game writers, narrative designers, that also stood up to call out Larian for the poor hiring practices. But they did refrain from speaking out against him for fear of burning a future for professional opportunities. And that's out of respect for the writers working at Larian. But the Warhouse Studios founder and creative director, Daniel Barba, did stand up to defend Larian. He said, quote, "Larian said that they were doing something that absolutely everyone else is doing and got an insanely crazy S-storm. Yes, I'm paraphrasing," end quote. Now, Sven got back up on X to speak about the matter again. Quote, "It's been a week since we announced Divinity, our next RPG, and a lot has become in translation. Larian's DNA is agency, Everything we work towards is to benefit of our teams, games, and players. A better workday, a better game. Our successes come from empowering people to work in their own way and bring the best out of their skills and craft so that we can make the best RPGs we can possibly make. In that context, it would be irresponsible for us to not evaluate new technologies. However, our processes are always evolving whether or not efficient or fail aligned to who we are. We'll make changes. To give you more insight, we'll do more AMA featuring in our different departments after the holiday break, in which you will get the opportunity to ask us any questions you have about Divinity and our dev process directly. We'll announce the date in the new year. In the meantime, I wish you all happy holidays." End quote. So they're going to have an AMA event in the new year, and that's where they could explain themselves to the people. So no doubt we'll be talking about that next year, which is about 3 weeks from Anyway, Jason Schreier did post on his Blue Sky the interview that he had with the Larian CEO. It's a transcript. And he did show the entire article on his Blue Sky account. But he wasn't just saying, and I'm saying that the CEO of Larian wasn't just saying that AI is a thing, but now they're having a RAM shortage, and that's affecting the Divinity's development. And he's saying that because of the RAM shortage, that's raising the costs that could present a setback in the development of Divinity. So he had an interview with The Gamer, and Ben Key did explain that the ongoing RAM shortage was affecting the game. But how was it affecting the game? Well, here's what he said, and I'm going to paraphrase this too. This guy must like to swear. Quote, "Interesting, another issue Larian is facing is really the price of RAM and the price of SSDs. And F, man, it's like literally we never had it like this," end quote. So he did describe how the shortage and the uptick in costs did affect things for Larian. For the quote, "It kind of ruins all of your projections that you had about it because normally you know the curves and you protect the hardware. It's going to be an interesting one. It means that most likely we already need to do a lot of optimization work in early access. We didn't necessarily want to do that point in time, so it's challenging, but it's video games. So what's going to be the cost of the game now? Well, we still got a couple years out for it, so we'll see." He wasn't the only one talking, though. Kojima's at it again, because he was talking about OD, of course, because that game is coming out fairly, quote, soon, end quote. That's me quoting myself, because this is going to be a horror title just for you Xbox people. He said that the trailer should be watched about 100 times to discover a huge hint about what the title would be about. He had an interview with Nikki Ekstrand, and that was spotted by GamesRadar, where he also described that OD is, quote, like no other, end quote, kind of media. Here's what Kojima did say, quote, "I think when you first see OD, it looks like horror, but the system it uses isn't ordinary. Everything is made in the game engine, and the game is a game, but it's still a system like no other. That's why we built a completely new medium together with Microsoft," end quote. Now, he wasn't revealing too many details, because he did now upset the Microsoft gaming CEO, Phil Spencer. But he did say that there was a lot of hints of what OD would end up being, the, quote, knock trailer, end quote, which could feature a major hint, especially at the end, where it says, for, quote, for all players and screamers, end quote. Kojima continued, quote, "I can't say anything else about Mr. Phil Spencer. He'll be mad at me. But actually, if you watch the teaser trailer many times, there's a hint. I really can't say what it is, but if you watch it 100 times, at the end of the trailer, it reads, for all players and screamers, that's also a big hint," end quote. Now, OD does not have a release date yet, but expected to come out on PC, Xbox, Series X and S soon. Let's remember, we don't know how soon. This is sooner, much sooner. NintendoEverything.com did say that the publisher did say that Nintendo is now offering smaller cards or card sizes for Switch 2. Now, there's a bit of retraction on this too. When I first saw the article, it did say that one of the Nintendo Switch publishers did step forward, claiming that some smaller card sizes are not possible with some of the games released in the system. And that's according to NN Games, which they say, quote, Nintendo announced two smaller cartridge sizes for Nintendo Switch 2, end quote. But the publisher, NN, retracted. Here's what they said, quote, We would like to issue a correction regarding the statement made earlier today in relation to Nintendo cartridge storage sizes. There has been no official announcement nor confirmation from Nintendo concerning cartridge storage capacities. All references to specific storage sizes should not be interpreted as a official information from Nintendo. At this time, we can only confirm that the upcoming release, R-Type Dimensions 3, will be on a physical cartridge. No further technical details regarding cartridge specifications have been officially confirmed. We apologize for any confusion that may have caused and appreciate your understanding. So why the retraction? That is what we don't know. That's what we don't know. What we do know is if you want a more affordable console via purexbox.com, you might want to try out the Next Playground. The Next Playground is something that we may have never heard before. This is a family-focused console that right now is at $249 in the US. And Pure Xbox is saying it works a lot like the Xbox Kinect. There's no controller, so it's all motion-based. And the games are based around some famous IPs like Bluey, Sesame Street, and Kung Fu Panda. The Next CEO, David Lee, was talking to the game's business, where he admitted that the console had no chance of competing with the high-end graphics like Xbox Series X and PlayStation 5. But he did say it was more comparable to Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 era in the terms of power. But it does allow for some immersive games, which is also why the price is so low. Here's a quote. We are not going to compete with the high-end graphics or graphics capabilities of Next Playground is roughly similar to PlayStation 3. But we can create great games on PlayStation 3. The graphics are not bad. It's 10 times the Wii. It's not that it hasn't improved over Wii. It's definitely improved. And it allow us to create immersive games. So it's motion-based, no controller, and $250. PlayStation 3 type graphics? Okay. Too bad you can't play it in a car. PushSquare.com did say that Sony and Honda got together to make an electric car that will be the first vehicle with a full PlayStation 5 remote play integration. So it will be an electric car. And the Sony and Honda Mobility did announce that the upcoming AFEELA electric car will have some full remote play functionality. Now, this has been in testing there for some time, but they did provide a press release this morning that Sony and Honda. Now, the functionality will work like the PlayStation Portal, so you'll be able to stream your PlayStation 4 and 5 games directly to a monitor inside the car itself. And the press release did say that it will offer an enjoyable way for users to play games remotely from their console and integrated display and premium audio system. And the Fila, they come with some integrated 5G cellular connection. Now, the price for the car will be starting at $89,000. Payments, I believe, would be available. Steam Decks can go in cars too. Yes, they can. Because PC Games N was talking about the Lenovo Legion 2 Steam OS edition. And that's where the gaming handheld that swaps Windows for the Steam Deck's Steam OS operating system. And PC Games N was comparing the Legion Go 2 Steam OS, the Lenovo Legion Go OS, and the Steam Deck as to which one was better. And they are saying that the Steam OS and Lenovo Legion Go 2 is better, at least performance-wise. We will indeed see, won't we? And the Legend of Heroes Trails Beyond the Horizon is now on Nintendo Switch 2. That's right, we're in the last part of the show. And Nintendo Everything did show the story demo and the battle demo. So if you want something for your Switch 2, you better get to it and get that one. But if you have PlayStation 4 and 5, there's a free game that's up on the store. or maybe two games, that is, Cup Heroes and Loco, and you do not have to have PlayStation Plus to play them. Cup Heroes is a mobile game, and that could be a thing, definitely. And Loco, which right now is in beta, is a 3D platformer. So those are free. But I gotta warn you, the Steam Winter Sale is going on right now. Oh, so is the GOG Winter Sale. PC Gamer's got the Steam Sale, some of the best prices. But GOG.com's got some of their prices too. Steam first. And I'll give you just a few of them. Dispatch right now is on sale for $27. That's 10% off. Old Skies, 20% off, $16. Avowed right now, $35. Hogwarts Legacy, $6. Really good game, y'all. There's a lot of other games that's on sale there too. Sons of the Forest, under $10 right now. Battlefield 6, $49. That's 30% off. That is on Steam. This is on GOG. Cyberpunk 2077 Phantom Liberty, 30% off. Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, 80% off. That's the complete edition. Fallout 4 Game of the Year Edition, 75% off. That's under $10. Hollow Knight and Hollow Knight Silksong, both on sale. Hollow Knight right now 50% off, and Silksong right now is 20% off. Knights of the Old Republic, oh, you've heard about that one. Under $5, very cheap. And you know that they're making a new Knights of the Republic, or Knights of the Old Republic. Yep, fall of it. Ooh boy, lots of stuff on sale. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. A whole bunch of other stuff too on twitch.tv/Dawnforge. That's right, this has been a Dawnforge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.